the puppy raisers and dog trainers, the veterinarians, the volunteers, and everyone in between. You can help fulfill their mission by contributing today. It's only through generous support of donors and volunteers that they can continue their charitable work. For more information, visit their website at guidedogs.com.
Yeah, that's right. You could visit our website here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Patrick Hayab-Yab giving you the players to watch for the Lady Penguins. After having a troubled night against the Hawaii Hilo Vulcans in the Conlin Center, their next game, Melissa Wise went 5-for-6 from the field. And on Thursday night, she added 9 points, all in the first half. We'll see if she can take control of her game for every half here tonight against the Notre Dame Argonauts. But heating it up from beyond the arc on Thursday's game against the Academy of Art Urban Knights, this girl, Kelsey Janish, scored 16 total points and made 4 of her 5 3-pointers. But with Raquel Gomes, Stephanie Carnes, and Kimi Nakamura shooting well at home, let's hope that the Penguins can shoot the lights out here in the Conlin Center. Now, the players to watch for the Argonauts will go with last Thursday. The Argonauts thought they had the game like in wrap, like a burrito against the Hawaii Hilo Vulcans. But the Vulcans came back from a double-digit lead and defeated the Argonauts in their home turf. But team leader Emily Vohr is ready for her Argonauts to get a conference win after 15 points alongside her teammate Jenica Jansen, who added 12 points of her own. Now, who had a word with us before the game was their coach, Mike Rutter. Yeah, that's right. This is Mike Rutter's second season at NDNU after the women had struggled 2 years. NDNU decided to stick to the staff and hire Rutter, who was first the men's assistant basketball coach. In about 2 minutes, I will give you the keys to the game for the Lady Penguins. So we'll see you back here in 12 minutes.
You've been locked here on radio.dominican.edu.
That's right, only on radio.dominican.edu.
You didn't know? Well, now you know.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They have vuvuzelas in the Conlin Center. So I will give you the keys to the game for the Lady Penguins to have a victory here tonight. Number one is slow down the Argonauts in the first half. They always start off fast in the first, but if you get them early, it will benefit the Penguins for the entire game. Number two, and this is the final one, jump on them right away. After blowing a double-digit lead, they may be struggling mentally. If they can score early, if the Lady Penguins can score early, it will get the Argonauts out of their game and probably mentally frustrated the entire game. So I'm going to give it to the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, P.O. 125 to go, fans, until we get this massive rivalry game underway between the Argonauts. The Lady Argonauts in the house from Notre Dame, Dane Amore University out of Belmont, California. Notre Dame in the house. As you might imagine, with 1 minute and 10 seconds to go, if they're not in the house by now warming up, well, then they're going to have trouble. But they are here, and they're going to have trouble anyways because the Penguins are loaded for bear, the Penguins. Penguins coming off a good night against Academy of Art a couple nights ago. They didn't get the win. They played beautifully. What makes tonight's matchup so compelling? Both teams with 3 victories in conference. Head coach for Notre Dame is Mike Rutter. He's assisted by Mike Ciardella, Ashley Wilson, Garrett McKenzie, and Timo Barrera. We will have the starting lineups for you momentarily, but first, we will have the national anthem sung by our own Nick Parrish. We're going to have it live. Nick will be doing it live tonight here at the Conlin Center. Brandon Davis is in the house. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome to the Igloo here in the Conlin Center.
And we are ready for the national anthem.
On the campus of Dominican University for tonight's Pacific West Conference game between the Argonauts of Notre Dame de Namur University and your Dominican University Penguins. And now, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with this rendition of our national anthem as performed by Mr. Nick Parrish.
Nick Parrish with the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. National anthem is behind us. The big rivalry ahead of us. Stuart Horn and Piab. The night before the Super Bowl. 2011, February 5th, 2011. For the visiting Argonauts under head coach Mike Rutter, it'll be number one, Natalie Saya, the 5'7" junior out of Morro Bay. Number three is Jenica Jansen, a 5'8" senior out of Belmont. Number 22 is Lindsay Foster, a 5'10" freshman out of Gilroy. Number 25 is Pilar Mullins, a 6'1" junior out of Millbrae. And the top scorer for the Lady Argonauts, Argonauts sending out number 50, Emily Vore, the 6-foot junior out of San Bernardino. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers, she's assisted by Eric Nelson and Jeff Rodriguez. Coach Chambers will be sending out number one, Stephanie Carnes, a 5'1" sophomore out of Fremont. Number 22 is Kelsey Janish, a 5'8" senior out of Novato. Number 32 is Raquel Gomes, a 5'10" senior out of Santa Rosa. Number 33 is Melissa Wise, a 5'10" sophomore out of Novato. And number 44 is Sean O'Brien, a 5'11", senior out of Ripon in the Central Valley, 20 minutes overhead. We are ready, fans, for this massive rivalry. By the way, if you'd like to watch the game, you can catch it on the B2 Network. To watch the game live, go to www.dominicanathletics.com/livevideo. Happy to have you join us, fans. This is going to be a big one. Both teams with three wins in conference. Referees are in place. Piab is in place. Stuart Horn with you worldwide. Penguin cheerleaders in the house. Taki Takoi not suited up tonight. Still waiting on the results from the MRI after she hurt the ACL during the last home game. In the middle for is Mullins for the Argonauts. She's going up against Melissa Wise. Here we go, fans. Doubleheader NC2A style. From the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, tipped out. Wise has a hand on it. Loose ball, Carnes has it. And the Penguins move toward the southern hoop. Wise has got it. Thinking jumper on the way. Too much. Off the glass. Rebound, Argonauts. First shot on goal by Melissa Wise is missed deep. Generally speaking, when Wise is hot, the Penguins are hot. When Wise is flat, for some reason, seems that the Penguin team follow. Shot on goal by Notre Dame. No good after Foster couldn't get it. Penguins have it on the give and go. Left side, Gomes for two. 19 and a half. The assist by Janish on the long heave down the court. Gomes picked it up, went left side from the baseline. Penguin booster night tonight. It's a huge night here at the Conlin Center. Fans, happy you're alongside. Notre Dame now working the ball. Outside of the wheel. Spinning. Natalie Saya has it. She's got Carnes on her. She dumps it off to Vohr. Vohr gives it away. Jumping on it is Saya, and a shot clock violation gives the ball back to the Penguins. Good defense, force the issue. Full court pressure now against the Penguins. The DUs need some help. Uh-oh, trouble in the backcourt. Carnes has it on the inbounds, and a penalty is going to be called against Saya. Saya came running in against Carnes as the ball came in bounds to Carnes. She nailed Carnes between the circles, and Saya picks up the first team foul for the Argonauts. For either squad, Penguins up by two very early. NC2A doubleheader. 18:50 to go. Gomes, right side, Janish. Back to Rocky. Top of the key, Wise with a fake. Rocky thinking three. Janish, three ball on the way from the right side, deep. Bounces straight up. Comes off the rim. Carnes with some big-time defense in the backcourt as Lindsey Foster with the rebound. 18 and a half. Penguins, two. Argonauts, nothing. First half action. Saya's got it. She goes to the left corner against Vohr. Vohr, the leading scorer. She's got Rocky all over. Vohr's the one who gave it up a second ago. She spins 360, no whistle. Driving in is Foster. Foster drove in against Janish. Janish wants the offensive foul, isn't going to get it. And the foul is called against Shauna Bryant. Bryant got in her way against Foster. He'll go to the line. Foster's bucket counts. And now coming in is my color man for the night, Patrick Kayabyab.
Well, that all started with Shauna Bryant not setting her feet, and that caused them to have a three-point play right away.
3-2, Penguins trail. Carnes brings it in now. After the freebie is good. Janish thinking three, now she drifts in. She goes out to Wise. Rocky, left corner, Carnes. Carnes down low. Shauna, 360 spinner over to Wise. Then with a nice head fake, Janish on the way, no, missed it right. Janish from the right side. 3-2, Argonauts in favor. Early in the first half, fans. Guys scheduled to tip off at 7:30 p.m. Currently, 5:39 on the West Coast. Down low to Vohr, up against Shauna, whistle. Bryant with another one. And we're not even 3 minutes into the game. Shauna's got a pair.
Yeah, Shauna's just frustrated with herself right now. She put her hands straight up in the air, but what's the problem with that is that she's moving her feet, which makes it really hard for her, or makes it really hard for the other players to get another point, and it will cause a foul.
The 6-foot Emily Vohr with the two free throws. She makes the first one. So with two fouls in the first 2.5 minutes of play, as you may imagine, Bryant gets yanked. Mary Kay Jankowski comes in her place, the freshman Jankowski. Vohr to the line on the way. This one is good. Jankowski will bring it in. She gets it to Wise. Full court pressure. Janish, I should say, not Wise. Janish in the backcourt gets hammered by Pilar Mullins.
Mullins just dragged her body right on Janish, which caused the personal foul.
It really bumped her hard, actually. And Janish was so far back in the backcourt, she's about 88 feet away from the bucket that the Penguins are attacking. Janish brings it up now. Right side across the timeline, slows things down over to Carnes in between the circles. Carnes goes left side on the wing to Wise. Wise is way out there, too far to shoot. Wise has 0 for 1 from the field so far today. The opening drive, 17-17-8. Here's Wise with a walk. Wise from the left corner gets rung up on the travel. 17-14 to go, fans. 5-2 Argos.
We need Wise to start heating up, because when she heats up, the whole team starts to heat up.
Yeah, agreed. Here we go, fans. 17-10, the clock rolls. After Wise walked with it, Saya's got it in the backcourt. Uh-oh, Carnes now. Saya, trouble, whistles. Oh, no, Carnes fell on top of her. Actually, it looked like she fell to the side of her, but they call it a foul on Carnes, the push. 5-2. That's the third team foul. 17:04 to go, fans, so we're not even 3 minutes into it, and the Penguins have already racked up three. Penguins are going to be in double bonus trouble quickly. In the backcourt, Saya. Now they're still in the backcourt. Oh, reaching in is Gomes. No look pass. Help saved by Janish. Karn's gotten away or the Penguins would have had it. Here's a jumper by Foster. On the way, yes. 7-2, the Penguins trail. Mary Kate comes inbounds and gives it away. They hand it back off to Jenica Jensen. That's good for two. Mary Kate gets it inbounds. Backcourt pressure against the Penguins is proving very effective. Finally, the Penguins get it. Now goes through the fingers of Mary Kate. Top of the key, Karns with a foot fake. On the way, left-handed, off the glass, too much. Mary Kate back up. Yes! 9-4, timeout, Notre Dame. Mike Rutter doesn't like what he sees. Penguins trail by five, but that just seemed a little too easy for the Penguins to score the hoop. Piab and I will be back in 15 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu.
You are now locked on to Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feeling me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
Black and yellow. 16-17 to go, fans. 9-4 Penguins trail after the timeout was called by Coach Rutter. Rutter looking to steer the team in the proper direction. Now we're back underway. Notre Dame's got it. They've got to go the length of the court. Left side, Saya. She backs out now. She's out on the wing. She gets it down low to Mullins. Back to Saya. 16 on the shot. 16 minutes overhead. Saya, no look outside. Mullins, high on the key, right side, Jansen. Jansen drifts over, nowhere to put it for. Moore's got it. She's got too far out against Mary Kate. Oh, no. She walks so forward. Coming across the middle. She took four steps too many, P-Up.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. After the travel, both teams are going to be playing a fast-paced game. Look, they're pressing. The Argonauts are pressing, but so are the Penguins on the other side of the court.
9-4 now. Penguins have the ball. Off to our left, the Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. 15 and a half to go, Janish. 15 seconds on the shot clock, Rocky. Down low, Mary Kate. Back outside, Penguins working the ball nicely. Soft side, Karns. The shooter is Raquel Gomes from the free throw line. Missed it. A little bit left. Taken down by Foster. Check it by Mullins. Foster brings it up. Over to Vore, top of the key. Saya with 15-12 to go. Natalie Saya, the 5'7" junior, drives in the left side. She really holds onto the ball a long time, Mullins. Top of the key. Now off to Foster. Back to Vore. Jumper. Right side, yes.
Now, Stu, Vore, she's been heating it up many times against Hawaii Hilo. She scored 9 points the other game.
All right, fans, welcoming all of you in watching this game on the B2 Network. Appreciate you spending some time with us the night before the Super Bowl. Pion. 11-4 so far in favor of the Argonauts. It's going to be a tough one on the Penguins if they don't get something going. The Penguins need to catch a groove. So far, no groove.
Well, the Penguins got to get a groove fast because right now the Argonauts are riding a five-game losing streak. And the last game was the closest game. They came close to winning a game, which was down by 7 points. But if you look at their record, they're very confusing because their last four games before their last game, their last game was a 30-point loss, and that was against a Hawaiian team, and that's Chaminade. So it's very confusing how they're up 11-4, and the Penguins were down by 11 points in their last game against Academy of Art.
That was a couple nights ago at Kezar Pavilion. Tonight, the Penguins without a groove so far. Will they catch it? Will Wise get something going? Stay tuned. 14:55 to go to the return to action, 11-4. Penguins trail. Notre Dame playing very tough with the backcourt pressure. Kimi Nakamura is coming to the game along with Tammy Bronner. Bronner immediately gets the ball, throws it away. First touch, Bronner heaves it into the hands of an Argonaut. 14:44 to go. Sia's got it. Out on the right wing. Kickoff to Foster. And a whistle.
So, Coach, Brianna Chambers is just trying to switch things up right now. She wants to put fresh new bodies to see if they could change the rhythm of the game.
Unfortunately, the change was not for the better as Bronner got her hands on the ball and immediately heaved it away. 14:40. Bronner generally very sure-handed. And the Penguins are now on defense right under the bucket. NDNU brings it in. Vore's got it out on the right side. She dumps it into the corner over to Foster. And with good defense, the Penguins get the ball back.
Yeah, forcing the ball. Quick hands. Those were just quick hands by Kimi Nakamura.
Penguins force the issue. 14 and a half to go. The Penguins trail by 7. Kimmy's in there along with Raquel, Mary Kate, Melissa Wise, and Tammy Bronner. Bronner brings it up now on the right side. Thinking about picking up a screen from Raquel Gomes. Doesn't take it. Drives in the right side. No help over there. Gets a little out of Rocky. Left side, Bronner. Heaves it over to Wise. Jumps up for it. Top of the key with 10 on the shot clock. Foot fake. Gomes. 360. Outside, Mary Kate on the way for two. Yes. Mary Kate. The hottest Penguin right now, for sure, 11-6. Jankowski with the last couple buckets. Inside of 14, fans. Jankowski, the 6-foot freshman, had a tremendous year so far. Tipped out of bounds by Wise. Good defense. Pass intended for Vore. Vore is out. Monique Tillis, number 4, is a 5'10 freshman out of Los Angeles. She enters the game along with Miranda Maliza, number 44, is a 6-footer out of Sacramento. She is a junior for the Penguins. Gomes will go to the bench. And Shelly Klermenko will enter the game. Klermenko, the hometown girl at 5'10", she's a senior. Klermenko down low. 4 on the shot clock. Oh, the Penguins with some good defense. 2-1, and there's another shot clock violation. And the Penguins, 2 of them so far, P-Up.
Well, that's a good stop right now because it's hard to win if the Argonauts are shooting 80% from the field and the Penguins are only shooting 28.
11-6 is the result of the disparity in shooting percentage. Left side, Bronner off the glass too much. Turn around, Shelley. Yes! With the putback, Klermenko scores the deuce. 11-8, the Penguins are creeping back. Left wing is Jansen. She goes back to the top of the key. NDNU working it around. The Penguins are down by only 3 with 13 minutes to go in the half. Side of the backboard. Shot on goal by Jenica Jansen. And Klermenko picks up her first as she shoves Jansen. On her way up, Jansen with the freebie, misses. Jansen's got the white hose, calf high. Jansen goes back to the line with the high tops. On the way, good. Penguins inbounds, Kimmy to Mary Kate. They need help in the backcourt. They get it, Bronner brings it up right side. 12:50, Tammy, top of the key. Slowing it down with 18. Mary Kate, the hot hand on the way, yes. Jankowski with a deuce, 12:10 p.m.
Mary Kate's hot right now. She's 3-for-3 from the field, and I don't think anyone could match up with her physically because she's a 6-foot freshman.
Janish getting ready to re-enter at the next break. 12 and a half to go, fan. 16 on the shot clock. The Penguins have already forced 2 delay of game. Penguins down by only 2 now. 12:10, Notre Dame leads on the way. Kathleen De La Cruz, a 5'6 junior out of San Jose, has entered. She goes up. De La Cruz picks up the foul. She'll go to the line. The foul is called against Shelley, and Klermenko picks up her second very quickly. With 12:15 to go, the Penguins have already racked up six. De La Cruz to the line. De La Cruz on the way. De La Cruz scores. Janish and Gomes are back. Wise and Klarmanko to the bench. Chili the Penguin in the house, fans, for this huge rivalry game between the Penguins and the Argonauts. De La Cruz back to the line on the way, and this one rattles out. Mary Kay with the rebound. Jankowski doing it all right now. Jankowski 3-for-3 from the floor. Hauls in a great rebound there. Much needed. Raquel Gomes on the way. Top of the key, missed it left. Taken down by Jansen. Good stroke by Gomes. She had a good look at it. Good patience. Did everything right except drop it. Jansen, left side. Hillary Perry Smith from the left wing. And gets a three ball to fall. 16-10, just like that. NDNU back up, yeah.
Well, right now, that shouldn't matter. The 3 points shouldn't matter because the Penguins are still in this game. 16-10, only 6 points. Three buckets could just make this game here while Bronner makes that.
Three ball by Bronner. Brings the Penguins within three. Bronner from the left side. Coach Rutter hates what he sees. There's another timeout. Bronner scores the tray ball. Rutter calls the tee. 16-13, radio.dominican.edu.
And the Penguins with their first conference victory.
Reach the eye.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, hey, Bug. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio.
16-13, fans, 11 and a half to go. Here we go, radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting worldwide. De La Cruz brings it up. Over to Melisa. Into the corner. Argonauts have trouble. Penguins have had some great moments of defense tonight, including two forced delays against the Argos. However, the Penguins trail by three. De La Cruz goes into the corner. Left side, Hiranaka. This is Janie Hiranaka, 5'5", junior out of Sacramento. She's come into the game for Notre Dame. 11 minutes, 10:59 exactly. The Penguins trail by three, welcoming everybody on the B2 network watching this game live tonight. As we are zoomed in upon, Piab, the Penguins are right in this thing. Actually, they're starting to look a little bit better from the last time we spoke.
Yeah, they're looking way better, but still, you need to stop the Argonauts from heating it up because earlier in the half, they're shooting 80%, and you cannot just have that. So the Penguins decided to switch up the players, switch up the athletes, switch up the jerseys, and they've been playing great defense, a lot of stops to make some shot clock violations against the Argonauts.
Radio.dominican.edu broadcasting worldwide with DU basketball from the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. 16-13, fans. Penguin women have had a great season, exciting season, especially the last few games. The last home game was incredible against HPU, and the Penguins beat the 10th ranked team in the nation right here at the Conlon Center. That was one exciting call. Penguins won it in the last 10 seconds. Janish left side, drives in baseline. Janish with the stutter step, walked. Janish yanked the pivot foot. She doesn't like the call, but everybody saw it.
Right now, the Penguins are playing great basketball, and they're also averaging 18 turnovers per game. Same with the Argonauts. So it's going to be a very high turnover game.
It's also a close game. Both teams with three wins in conference. Left side, De La Cruz gets it over to Hiranaka. A little bit short, gets her own rebound. De La Cruz now comes up with it after Hiranaka gets her own rebound from three-point land. Now she's got it. Oh, Janish got in the way of it but couldn't haul it in. 10:14 to go. Right side, Foster gets it over down low to Miranda Melisa. A long two ball coming up on 10 minutes, and Melisa converts. 18-13. Penguins on offense. Here's Bronner. Top of the key over to Janish, calls out the play. 21 on the shot clock. Way out on the wing. as Noel Roldan gets ready to enter the game for the first time tonight. Bronner's got it. Goes between the legs. Drives in against De La Cruz. Outside, heaves it into the Argonaut bench. Way over the top of Kimi Nakamura, the intended recipient. Noel Roldan has come into the game tonight for the first time. Her first minutes, Roldan. The freshman, Roldan, has been one of the great recruits for the Penguin squad this season. 9.5 to go, fans. Penguins down, 18-13. Turnover, Roldan's got it. Penguins, another great moment of defense, driving in against De La Cruz, and she walks with it. Roldan brought it up herself. She juked left, she juked right, and then she dragged the pivot foot Piab.
That's just inexperience right there. She's a freshman. She had some great games, but being a freshman means that you're going to struggle, but I don't think she's been struggling mentally. Physically, she may have been struggling because of her torn ACL she suffered before the season has started.
She's got the right knee all bandaged up, rolled down. The freshman tipped out Nakamura into the hands of Wise. Another good turnover by the Penguins. Janish has got it on the right side. Nobody out there to help her. Janish in and out, gets it, is Kimmy. With a rebound, Wise drives in right side, kick out, Roldan thinking three ball on the way. Oh! Noel buries a tray ball, PR.
Now, what did I just say? She's not struggling mentally. Physically is what I'm worried about.
Roldan with a big three. The Penguins needed it. 18-16. And Janice will get rung up. Check it. It's on Gomes. That's her first. But the Penguins have committed 7 with 8:41 to go. 18-16. The Penguins playing some tremendous defense. Very aggressive. If not great, very aggressive. Mullins getting ready to re-enter the game. To the line is Maliza. Maliza with a great big two ball from 18 feet in the right corner. On the way, rattles it home. 19-16. Miranda Maliza goes back to the line now, toes the line with her right foot, brings the left one way back. The right toe, center cut, buries both. Mullins re-enters, 8:41 to go. Penguins trail by 4, 2016. Uh-oh, trouble, Gomes has got to get it in. She gets it to Nakamura, and on the inbounds, Jansen draws a whistle. Gomes will bring it in. Argonauts have only committed 2 team fouls. Penguins playing such aggressive defense, they've racked up 7. Penguins have 88 feet to go. Now they get it up to Roldan. She brings it across the middle with a no-look pass over to Jansen. Back over to Raquel. Now Noel's going to slow things down between the circles, 8.5. Left side, thinking about it. Oh, she had a wide-open shot. She takes it. Left side. 3 ball by Janish. 2019, 8:18 to go, Piotr.
Now the Penguins will not have trouble exchanging buckets here. 3 ball after 3 ball. This is going to be an exciting game tonight.
So far, so good. 2019, 8:04 to go. Whistles under the bucket, and the Penguins get the ball back. Penguins trail by only 1 now. Noel rolled down to the big 3 ball just a minute ago. She brings it up. Janish has got it on the left wing. Janish just had a big 3 ball a moment ago. You know, in that last series, Janish had it out there on the left wing, and all of the Argonauts collapsed away from the ball, and she had a wide open look and took it and buried the tray ball. The Penguins with a shot from the free throw line by Melissa Wise. Wise can't get it to fall. It goes out of bounds, and now a media timeout has been called. And when you talk about the media here at Dominican University, that includes myself, Stuart Horn, and Piab. He's alongside right here, welcoming everybody on the B2 Video Network, watching worldwide, also listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins trail by 1, Piab, just 1.
Well, I'm impressed with both teams' play. I could see like this could be a high-scoring game and all, but what I'm worried about for both teams are turnovers. You see some sloppy play at times, but you got flashes of brilliance from both players. I like Emily Vore. She's great. She's a big. She could shoot the J. She could take it in the paint. But I'm more impressed from the freshman, Jankowski. She's got a mid-range J. She's 6 foot, like Emily Vore, except that she's tall and lanky, which makes Mitch means she has a lot of speed to her game.
7:42 to go, fans. Jankowski has been a tremendous get for the Penguins, as has Noelle Roldan, both ladies freshmen. Both women playing like veterans. A couple of great recruits. 7.5 to go. Here we go. Gomes has got it on the left wing. Wise back to Rocky. Drives in, three ball. Wise on the way. Wise with the three, and the Penguins lead for the first time tonight, 22-20.
Now, that's a good sign for Wise. She's been cold all night, and then she needs this basket to heat herself up and get some confidence back in her game.
Yeah, nothing like a three ball to give you some confidence. You're right. Here's Foster. She goes back to the top of the key with 15 on the shot clock. Notre Dame. Saya. She gets it over to Jansen. Penguins with some big-time defense. Ball goes into the Penguin cheerleaders, and the foul is called against. Hold it. I'm not sure who it's called against. It went out of bounds. I guess there was no foul, just an out of bounds off of the Penguins. Piop.
That was a kick ball right there, so it stopped the play, and NDNU were able to get the ball back.
Shot by Vore from under the bucket. Whistles. Ball ends up in the grandstands, and Vore will go to the line.
Oh, Vore took a shot there. She's wiping her nose. I don't know what happened, an elbow, forearm, but she just took a shot, and she's wincing in pain.
Jankowski will re-enter the game as the foul against Vore was called on Raquel Gomes. So the leading scorer is Vore. She's got the hair up in a bun after getting popped right in the nose. And in between shots, Vore scores the first one. Jankowski re-enters. The forward left side of the key is Mary Kate Jankowski. Vore back to the line now on the way, and this one rattles home. Vore's 4 for 4 from the line. Janish has trouble. Oh, Mary Kate's got it in a whistle. 6:53 to go. Tie game, fans. 22 up. Jansen with the foul gets her first. 6:53 to go. The Penguins will have it in the backcourt. Here's Bronner. Up to Janish. Janish drives in. Picks up a little bit of a screen from Mary Kate. Takes it back around outside to Bronner. To Carnes. Back inside. Mary Kate, turnaround jumper. Mary Kate is rejected as Pilar Mullins anticipated perfectly all ball. And that's not easy to do against the freshman, Jankowski. Penguins on defense. Lindsay Foster muffs it into the Penguin bench, but somehow Argonauts get it back. I guess one of the Penguins got in there and knocked it away. 6:25 to go. Penguins now on defense with a foot fake. Saya down low, Vore. Now she works it into Jansen. Right side, baseline, good. 6:10 to go. Janish, has trouble. Got to get it into Wise. She does. Fast break, Penguins. Bronner thinking about it. Outside, Jankowski, two ball right side. Oh! Got the bounce! 24 up, 6 minutes to go.
Now, how hot can she be? She's lucky. She got the ball ready to bounce up and score. I like her play.
Jankowski so far has been tremendous tonight. And as you mentioned, Piab, she even got a lucky bounce there. She missed the outside 17-footer, but it went in anyway. It bounced way up off the glass, higher than the backboard, fell straight through the bucket after the missed shot. Subsequently, Pilar Mullins brought the ball up and was fouled. She goes to the line and misses the first one with 5:47 to go. 25-24 as Mullins cans the second one. Penguins try and bring the ball in, and it's knocked out by Mullins. Good hustle there by Mullins. Penguins trail by one in the first half. Wise to bring it in from the corner. They get it into Janish. To Carnes. Brings it up left side. 5:41. Carnes out on the wing. Slows things down. Janish. 21 on the shot clock. Janish is at 24 feet and is not going to shoot it from out there. Oh, 1 foot on the line. She backs up Carnes. 14 on the shot clock. 5.5 to go. Driving in is Janish. To Wise. 3 ball on the way. Melissa. Oh, no, it's a 2 ball. 2 ball. 26-25. Wise, 2 in a row now. 5:15 to go. It just seems like all season long, if Wise heats up, the Penguins heat up. Foster down low. Soft jumper. Foster missed it deep. Bronner brings it up. In between two defenders. Wants to take it herself. Drags a foot. No whistle. Left side. Tammy Bronner. 28-25. The Penguins lead is 3. That's the greatest margin so far. 4:50 tonight. 4:50 to go, Pia.
It's been close all night, but what brings me to that play is that Bronner, she's a great player off the bench. She brings energy. If you play with Bronner, bring energy with you.
Foster, kick outside for the 3 ball by Jenica Jansen with the assist by Foster is good. Tie game, 28 up. Penguins muff it away in the backcourt. The full court pressure works. High off the window. Foster turns around from the right side of the baseline. Inbounds, Penguins quickly. Again, the backcourt pressure forces the issue. 30-28. The Penguins trail with 4:20 to go. Wise got it on the inbounds. Now Wise will bring it in. Fourth foul committed by the Argonauts. Bronner in the backcourt brings it up. Heaves it up to Janish. No look pass to Mary Kate. Down low off the glass. A little short. Loose ball. Whistles as Mary Kate climbed over the back of Mullins.
There goes her perfect night, Stu. Mary Kate's still been playing well except for that last foul. It's just a gimme foul.
4:10 to go in the first half as Noelle Roldan gets ready to re-enter. The Penguins trail by 2, 30-28. Pilar Mullins to the free throw line. And Penguin fans are barking at the refs. Mullins on the line. Swish. 31-28. Noelle Roldan and Kimi Nakamura have re-entered the game in place of Janish. And Carnes, 4:10 to go. Mullins on the line. She makes them both. 32-28. The Penguins are up by 3 a moment ago. Now they're down by 4. Backcourt pressure again. Wise throws it away to Saya. Saya intercepts the ball and then gets Bronner to foul her. And that puts the Argonauts in the double bonus. So Saya to the line, and the backcourt pressure is really working so far for Notre Dame. The only difference, really, Piab, is Saya cans the first one. The only real difference is the backcourt pressure.
Yeah, and when you mean pressure, they're pressuring the Penguins because they're averaging 18 turnovers per game, so it's pretty obvious. But what was weird to me is that the Penguins are not pressing on the other side because they're averaging 18 turnovers a game as well, the Argonauts are.
The second one goes 34-28. Penguins are on offense as they bring it up. Bronner over to Noelle Roldan, top of the key, back to Tammy. 3 ball. Noelle Roldan missed it with the horseshoe, and it flew right into the hands of Mullins on the down. 3:39 to go, fans. Penguins trail by 6. The Penguins can't put enough pressure on Notre Dame in the backcourt. Saya's got it. Now she gets it down low. Spinning Mullins. Flip back outside to Saya. And the referees are going to stop things here at Media Row. 11 seconds on the shot clock. 3:27 to go. Penguins trail on the short end. They're going to get it into Vore. They do. Vore over to Jansen. Now they go outside, 3 ball on the way. Oh, it bounced twice on the rim, and Mary Kate hauls it in. Wise has got it. Trouble. Backcourt again. Kimmy, she'll bring it up right in front of Chili the Penguin. Coming up on 3 minutes, here's Roldan. Right side, Nakamura. Coach Chambers is up on her feet, screaming out the play right here next to the broadcasting area. 3 minutes exactly, fans. 34-28. Here's a 3 ball by Nakamura. And that's what she's here for, fans. 34-31, Piotr.
What's impressive about Nakamura's game is that she's a catch-and-shoot player, but she could set up her own shot as well.
Oh, air ball heaved out by Mullins, and the Penguins get it on the down, and Mullins then subsequently will be called on the foul against Mary Kay Jankowski. After the air ball, Jankowski pulls it in. 34-31. An immediate timeout has been called. This broadcast is being brought to you, fans, by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Piab, 34-31. The difference, Piab, is defense.
Most definitely defense. The Argonauts are pressing the Penguins hard on the backcourt. So what that means is that you got people who are picking up their dribble and throwing the ball away. So when they pick up their dribble, they get scared and they don't know what to do with it. So the problem with that is when you don't know what to do with the ball, you panic and you just throw the ball away. But what's impressing me about the Penguins is that their way to set up their own shot. I saw Nakamura set up her own three ball, and that's hard to do. Three ball is deep, that's 22 feet. And you got other players such as Stephanie Carnes, Kelsey Janish, and Melissa Wise driving the lane and setting up others, including themselves, to score points. So what's impressing me about the Argonauts on the other side is their way to play defense and set up their shots on their own. I like the ball movement. I like how Foster's moving the ball. I like how the Argonauts are playing defense as well. So we're going to see.
2:43 to go, fans. 34-31. Penguins have the Argos in the double bonus. Penguins have committed at least 10. Argonauts have only committed 5 with 2.5 to go. Kimmy, who just scored the big three ball, has it in between the circles. She goes over to Melissa Wise now. Wise with 14 seconds with a jumper on the right elbow. Oh, no, can't get it to fall in. Wise follows it up. 4 with the rebound. 2:20 to go, fans. 34-31. Saya's bringing it up. She's got Noelle Roldan plastered to her. To Vore. Mary Kay got a hand on it. Vore is able to wrestle it away. 2 minutes exactly, fans, in the half. Loose ball. And Noelle Roldan chases it out of bounds. Roldan gets rung up with another foul. That's the first for Roldan. And it was against Natalie Saya, the 5'7 junior. Roldan in her freshman campaign with Chambers. 2:02 to go. Saya goes to the line. On the way with backspin. No. The Penguins need that right now. A game like this could very well come down to the free throws. On the way, Saya cans a second one. Oh, inbounds, and the D's almost give it away. Wise has got it in the backcourt to Kimi Nakamura. Kimi will bring it up. She does. Over to Jankowski. Down low off the glass. Oh, no. It doesn't fall. But she'll go to the line. And Jankowski has been very hot. 35-31, Piab.
So what's impressing me about Jankowski's game is that she used her pivot foot and she used that pump fake to get in there and try to get to the line, and she did. But on the other hand, the Penguins have 10 team fouls, which means they're in double bonus. So they can't afford to exchange free throws just like this.
Jankowski on the way, missed it a mile left and deep. Other than the distance and direction, not bad. She's got to correct the distance and direction, though, for this one. Takes a deep breath. On the way, backspin, no. Missed it right. Jankowski was so hot early in the half. Just missed a pair from the line, and you don't see that out of her very often. Into the corner now. Penguins on defense. Back to the top of the key. They work it to Foster. Three ball on the way. Uh-oh. Saya buries a tray ball. 38-31 with 1:20 to go. Kimi Nakamura brings it up. Speaking of three ball, I see Chelsea Whale in the crowd. Graduated from Dominican about 5 years ago. On the way, Mary Kate missed it. Taken down by Vore. Chelsea Whale used to wear number 4 for the Penguins. It was a three-point specialist back then when the Penguins won their first championship in 2003. 1 minute exactly, fans, in the first half. And Notre Dame throws it out of bounds off the end line. Penguins trail by 7. Bronner's bringing it up now for the mighty Penguins. The Dominicans trail by 7, Bronner. No look pass off to Mary Kate. Back to Tammy 19. Drives in left side. No look. Mary Kate off the glass. Yes. And a whistle. And Jankowski will go to the line. 38-33. 42 seconds to go. Here's Piop.
That happened again. Just using that pivot foot. She uses a ball fake. Drives the lane. Gets hammered from behind. But this time she's able to have a three-point play.
See if Jankowski can convert. She missed two in a row from the line just a moment ago. On the way, yes. And it is a three-point play for the freshman. 38-34, 39 seconds in the half. Vohr's got it. Penguins trail by four. Off to the left side. Foster three ball. Missed it deep. Loose ball. Everybody's going after it. Hauled in by Foster. Gets her own rebound. Chasing it out of bounds is Bronner. Oh, Foster hits the deck against Wise, and they call the foul against Melissa Wise. Wise wanted the travel. Chambers is up on her feet. Nobody in the place likes the call, the delayed call against Wise, and Foster will go to the line for two. 23 seconds to go.
Oh, Stu, no one's happy with this call. They're yelling at the ref. They're yelling.
She's right there in front of us. Oh, no, the first one's missed. 23 seconds, but you're right. Nobody in the house, nobody on the Penguin side is happy with that call. Least of all, Coach Chambers. The first one's missed, though. See if she does. No, she misses the second one, so no harm done. Bronner comes down with it. And when they're right in front of us like that, we need to be careful. 38-34, 15 seconds to go. I'll tell you a little story at halftime. Speaking of halftime, it comes in 10 seconds, fans. Bronner left side. Bronner, no look to Mary Kate. Off the glass! Jankowski knocks down another one. 1 second and a half. And given back, the Argonauts had it with 1.4 seconds to go. And the Penguins call a timeout, and that's a good one. 1.5 seconds to go. 38-36, and the D's are going to put together a play, Piob.
Yeah, I'm impressed right now. Turnovers all day. But right now, we're going to take a break here on radio.dominican.edu.
Sighted people can do. To have a guide dog is to embrace all those little things in life, the experiences, the moments we often take for granted that give life joy and purpose.
Finding such a friend doesn't happen by itself. It happens because of all the passionate people at Guide Dogs for the Blind, the puppy raisers and dog trainers, the veterinarians, the volunteers, and everyone in between. You can help fulfill their mission by contributing today. It's only through generous support of donors and volunteers that they can continue.
Kelsey Janis returns to the Penguin lineup. Here we go, fans. 1.4 seconds to go. Bronner's got five to bring it in. To Janis. On the inbounds, on the way. She couldn't get the shot off. The Penguins down by two. The Penguins had a play, Piob, for that 1.4 seconds. They just couldn't get the ball off. We have a 15-minute break, fans. Piob and I will be back in about 10 minutes with a halftime extravaganza. Please stay with us. Guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. But for now, one half of women's basketball behind us. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
I wanted to punch Mike in the chest. He's like an English bulldog.
Hey, everybody, you are listening.
Could get ready and play. Then the Penguins have a good chance right now. And you see senior veteran leader Shauna Bryant working with assistant coach, practicing hand-eye coordination, tossing the ball back and forth. But right now, the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn, and myself, Patrick Kayabyab, we'll be back in a minute and make sure that the Penguins get a victory they deserve here at the Carlin Center. We'll be back in a minute 30 only on radio.dominican.edu, the home of the Penguins.
Has a place for you. Join an athletic team today and be a part of an ongoing tradition that doesn't die.
Success.
Because being good just isn't good enough.
Do work, go Penguins.
More than being able to go to the grocery store, or ride the bus alone, or do all the things that sighted people can do. To have a guide dog is to embrace all those little things in life, the experiences, the moments.
Yeah, if you want a dog trainer, then don't come here, because the voice of the Penguins on radio.dominican.edu is Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, P-Op. Wow. 38-36. How much closer can it be? I guess it could be a little bit closer, but not much. Penguins with 3 wins in conference. Argonauts with 3 wins in conference. Here we go with the second half. Game number one from the Conlin Center. Live on B2TV. If you'd like to watch this game, fans, or tonight's men's game, just go to DominicanAthletics.com/live video. Here we go. Penguins trail by 2. Penguins will now be going after the northern hoop. So it makes sense that the Argonauts are attacking the southern hoop off to our left, and they have the ball. Working it around is Vore, not Asaya. Now down low, stolen away by Gomes. That's a good sign to open up the second half. Here's Carnes. No pressure now by the Notre Dames. Argonauts. The difference in this one has been defense. No question about it. And I got to say, the Argonauts have been very impressive with their backcourt work. Here's a 3-ball by Janish on the way. Very short, but Raquel Gomes hauls it down. Good positioning there by Gomes, 32, the senior. Carnes has got it between the circles. Just within 2 or 3 feet of me is Coach Chambers, and she calls out the play. To Carnes, who looks over at Chambers. Carnes now directs traffic, gets it down low to Raquel. Now stolen away by Saya. Both teams have coughed it up here early. Jensen, left side against Carnes, missed an easy layup. Loose ball. Everybody down with it. Foster's got it. Now a whistle, and Foster walked with it. 18-44, here's Pioff.
The problem with that play right there is that Kelsey Janish just backed off, so she won't pick up a personal. Good move there, because if she kept her body in play there, she's going to be called for a blocking foul.
Out of bounds off of Lindsey Foster. Again with the backcourt press. Wise to bring it in. And off, the ball's not even in bounds. And Lindsey Foster picks up her second foul of the evening. Ball had not even come into play.
Yeah, Foster was yanking on the jersey there, Stu.
Foster is playing such aggressive defense. And the Penguins now bring it up after the backcourt pressure. Now to Shauna Bryant after Carnes Fetter. Down low, Bryant scores the deuce. 38 up, 18-20 to go. Saya to bring it up now, left side. Penguins putting on some pressure in the backcourt. Like to see that. Foster's got it now in the corner by Chili the Penguin. Up to Saya. Now between the circles. They just work it around to Mullins. Mullins goes back over to the left side to Foster from where the ball came. Foster with a low bounce pass into the corner. Picked up by Jansen. 3-ball, Foster on the way short. Put back is good by Pilar Mullins. Mullins on the inbounds. Carnes slams into Saya. Saya hits the deck. Left side by Raquel Gomes. And the Penguins work the zigzag up. The Penguins tie the game at 40. Penguins on defense now. Wise in the backcourt. Wise doesn't know what to do. Wise was back there against 2 Argonauts. Now an air ball. Back inbounds. Loose ball. Wise has got it. She's got it with the high dribble. And the foul is called against Saya, I believe. No, it's not Saya. It is Foster. The ball came inbounds to Wise, and then Foster attacked her. And Foster gets yanked after racking up her third foul very early here in the second half, 40 up, P-up.
Foster tried to do that twice. She did it against Melissa Wise, got called for a block, and she got ran over by Stephanie Carnes, and that was a good no call by the ref there.
17-18. Penguins have not committed a foul in the second half. Penguins had a ton of them in the first half. Off-ball penalty now as Wise had it out on the wing and whistles all over the place down by the baseline. Janish off-ball picks up her first, but an inopportune time for the Penguins to get the foul there. Inbounds, Carnes, loose ball, trips up the offender, left side. Janish gets her own rebound. Two air balls by Janish. Oh, no. And Shauna Bryant goes up, and I heard something hit the deck. Coach Rutter wants a foul called. Rutter is really barking at the refs, and I think he has a legitimate beef here. Rutter knows what he's talking about. Shauna Bryant will go to the line. Karn's over in conference with the coach. Shauna wears 44. On the way. Yes. Shauna's got the blonde ponytail. Kind of half and half. Half of it's bleach blonde, the other half. The brunette. From the front, it's all blonde. From the back, you can see both colors. And she makes it. 16:55. Penguins up, 42-40. Saya's got it into the corner. Thinking three ball is Smith. Perry Smith. That's Hillary Perry Smith, the 5'10 freshman out of SACTA. She went to Granite Bay High School. She gets back to the right side. Now they get over to Jensen. Playing some catch, 10 on the shot. Saya on the way. Three ball, no. Back down with it to Jensen. Put back, yes. Jensen cans the deuce from 8 feet. And here's Piab at 42 all.
Jensen was only able to get that ball because no one boxed her out. They didn't put a body on her.
Janish on the line. On the way, missed it. From the right side. Taken down, Notre Dame. Foot fake, Smith. Gets it off to Saya. Saya on the wing. Now she moves it over to the right side. Now back over to Saya on the left side in the corner. Perry Smith doesn't shoot it. Now the drive from Mullins. On the way, missed it right. Down with it, Melissa Wise. 16 minutes to go, fans. Tie game. Generally don't say this, fans. My feeling is the Penguins are going to win this thing. Uh-oh, driving it in right side is Shauna Bryant, just as I was about to extol the virtues of the fabulous Dominicans. Shauna's rung up with a foul, so we'll see. That's a media timeout. Speaking of the media, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. We are the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Welcoming everybody worldwide watching us on the B2 network. Piab tie game, 42 up, 15:42 to go.
Yeah, the Penguins right now are playing great basketball, and they're being pressured on the other side of the backcourt, just like how they have in the first half by the Argonauts. But what's impressing me for the Penguins is the way they're keeping the ball, they're staying in control. I like how they're doing that. They're spreading the ball around. But the problem with the Argonauts is that they're trying to draw too many fouls on the Penguins, which can be frustrating, and is frustrating Coach Mike Rutter. He's yelling at the refs. He's barking at them. He's got a legitimate point there, but the problem with that is that he could get a technical foul for barking at the referee excessively.
We'll keep an eye. Coaches, that's what coaches do. If you know anything about collegiate hoops, coaches love to talk to the referees and express their opinion. And you know what I found in 11 years on the air following the Penguins? The coaches are usually right. Coach Rutter was right last time, but the Penguins came out the recipients of a lucky break. And I believe they even out at the end of the day. Now wheeling it around from the outside, Carnes finds Claire Manco, and it goes right through her fingertips. 15:33, and the Penguins with the unforced error tie game. The heated rivalry between the Penguins and the Argonauts. Argonauts out of Belmont. And they are the closest NC2A opponent in the PacWest Conference. Here's a long three ball by Hillary Perry Smith. No. Janish comes down with a rebound. She slams into Miranda Maliza. Now they get it off on the right side to Shauna Bryant, who drives it in from the right baseline, and she's fouled on the way. Bryant could not get a clean finish, and she was fouled on the way up.
That was Shauna Bryant must have eyes on the back of her head, because that was just a quick pass from Janish, and she was able to get there and have a chance to finish at the line.
Shauna misses the first one. And when you miss free throws in the second half, you're asking for trouble. Bryant back to the line. On the way. No, she missed it. Missed them both. So early in the first half, Jankowski missed two from the line, and now Shauna Bryant misses two from the line. It's a rarity here in the PacWest Conference. Here's a three ball on the way by Jansen. Yes, 45-42 in the Penguins trail. By the way, fans, our athletics director here at the Conlin Center is the great Terry Toomey. You're listening to Dominican Basketball on radio.dominican.edu from Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and DJ Piab. Penguins. Uh-oh, on offense, Shauna. Top of the key, Melissa. Wise with a foot fake. Right side, Janish thinks three ball. Down low, Shelley. Uh-oh, from the line. Klemenko throws the elbows and cans the impossible deuce. 54. Check it. 45-44. Three ball on the way. Notre Dame firing the big threes by Hillary Perry Smith. No. From the left corner, she missed it right. Taken down by Shauna Bryant. 14 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the second half, fans. Penguins down by only one. DU on offense. With the advantage, Janish drives it in off the glass way too much. Wants a call, doesn't get it. Gets nothing. Saya, in the way of it, is Wise. Goes behind the back. Wise, 2-on-1. Wise with the no-look pass to the end line. Stolen away by Vore. You could see that coming a mile away. Vore was in perfect position. It was 2-on-1 in the Penguins' favor. And Wise heaved it away. Three ball by Vore. Uh-oh. 48-44 after Vore cans the tray ball from the left wing. 13.5 to go. Coach Rutter loves it. Tammy Bronner gets ready to enter. 13-20. Janish, top of the key. Throws it to Shelley down low. Turn around, Klemenko, yes.
Klemenko's heating it up there, Stu. And she's a player that people can try to match up with, but she's very strong in the paint.
Klemenko connects for the Penguins to keep the momentum in check. 13 minutes exactly. Three ball. Miss. Loose ball. Taken down. Carnes out of hand on it, but it ends up in the hands of Saya. After the missed three ball by Perry Smith. Top of the key now is Jansen. 20 on the shot, three ball again. They're raining threes all over the place. Not many are falling, though. Turnaround soft jumper from 8 feet by Saya. Does not fall. 48-46. Saya, though, draws the foul. Bryant with her third. Saya to the line, 12:40 to go. Penguins trail by two. Side of the line. Penguin fans letting her have it. She rattles this one home. It was a little short. Bounces off the front of the rim. Kicks off the window and drops. 12:40. Carnes and Janish out. Bronner Nakamura back in there. Hillary Perry Smith in the backcourt. And the second one is nothing but swish by Natalie Saya. 32, Raquel Gomes returns in place of Shauna Bryant. 49, check it, 50-46 with 12:40 to go. Nakamura in the backcourt, thrown away. Loose ball, Wise comes up with it somehow. Off her knees, another loose ball. Everybody dives on it. And a travel is called on. I think it's going to be called on Jansen. I couldn't see who had it. It is called on Jansen, so the Penguins will get it back on the sideline on the short side. Mary Kay Jankowski gets ready to re-enter the game, and she does in place of Shelley Klemenko. Melissa Wise will bring it in right in front of the icebox. 12.5 to go, fans. Here we go, second half action. Penguins trail by four. Running it in from the left side is Tammy Bronner, who finds a seam and buries the deuce. Inbounds, Piab, yes?
Yeah, that's hard to do, Stu. She went off with her offhand, and she laid it up for two.
Vore's got it. She heaves it off to Saya. Saya from the right side. Kick out, three ball on the way. Perry Smith, yes. 53-48, and it's a five-point game after Perry Smith knocks down a big tray ball from 19, a little over 20 feet. 19-9 is the line. So that was huge. 11:40 to go. Right side, Bronner. No look to Kimmy. Thinking three, no. Big time defense. Vork slaps the hands together. Top of the key. Rocky on the way. Missed it left. And short. And the rebound. Taken by Hillary Perry Smith. 11.5 to go, fans. Penguins trail by 5. They led by as many as 3, but that's it. Now a loose ball. Bronner. Uh-oh, Bronner falls down. Loose ball again. Jump ball between Jankowski and Jansen, and the Penguins will get it. And with immediate timeout, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, yours truly, with Piob alongside. Your DU broadcasters for tonight's monumental event. Our next broadcast, fans, will be Thursday, February 10th. Check it. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday, February 15th, as BYU Hawaii enters the Conlin Center. 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. That's an NC2A doubleheader. Piob, the Penguins are down by 5.
Penguins down by 5, but they have a lot of scrappy play. Tammy Bronner came in. She's a scrappy player, and she could do many things with scrappy play, which means that she could drive the lane. She finished with her offhand. But if you can get more scrappy players for the Penguins, maybe they could finish off strong and maybe start a rally to come on.
All the D's need is a little bit of momentum. As the Penguins have been playing nicely in the second half, so have the Lady Argonauts. 53-48. Noelle Roldan has re-entered the game now, out there with Mary Kay Jankowski and Raquel Gomes and Kimi Nakamura. And Tammy Bronner, 11-21, loose ball in on the inbounds. Bronner's got it to Mary Kate, left side, in stride, yes. Jankowski with a soft hands, knocks it down, 53-50, 11-13 to go. In the backcourt, 3 Argonauts, 2 Penguins, they bring it up. Left side, Vorthink at 3 ball, the Penguins trail by 3. Coming up on 11 minutes, fans, Notre Dame's got it. Between the circles, Roldan up against Jankowski. Oh, off the board. And the rebound in the hands of Laura Bruni, a 6'2" freshman out of Gloucester, Massachusetts. Laura Bruni will go to the line with the wide open stance, and she misses the free throw by a mile. 10:56 to go. And should Bruni miss, the Penguins really need the freebie. She makes the second one, Bruni. Inside of 11 minutes, fans. The Penguins trail by 4. Noelle Roldan brings it up. Right side, Kimmy. Nakamura gets it off to Jankowski. Now top of the key, Roldan calls out the play. She takes the screen from Raquel Gomes. Left side, kick out, no look, Bronner. Thinking about it, got Cy on her. Back to the top. 9 seconds, air ball by Roldan. Roldan missed the bucket, Piob, from the right elbow by 8 feet.
No, that ball was tipped. It didn't have anything to do with being an air ball. That ball was just tipped.
All right. Well, you certainly can't call it an air ball if it was blocked. I just didn't see it because we're so close to the area of play. I was actually too close. One of the referees must have been in my way. 10-19, so we're not gonna call that an air ball by Roldan. Roldan, a tremendous freshman shooter. 54-50, and an out-of-bounds gives the ball to Notre Dame. Short side, right under the bucket. Can they work the up and in? It comes off the foot of Laura Bruni, and a whistle before the shot goes off. The shot clock never started. It's at 14 on the inbounds. 10:14 to go, fans. The Penguins trail by 4, 54-50, and Notre Dame's going to bring it in again. Now the shot clock has 10 seconds on it. And it comes inbounds, and the ball goes back to Notre Dame. Penguins have committed their fourth foul, and it's on Mary Kate. That's her third. Notre Dame in the second half has committed 5. They're having problems with the shot clock, and they're going to bring a new switch in. The referee is going to slow things down. Piob and I will be back in 15 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu.
On the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. Searching
frantically. That's right, there you are, Stuart Horn, voice of the Penguins, ready to go.
Here we go, fans. Ball's back in play. The shot clock's been fixed. Oh, throwing it into the backcourt. Vora throws it to nobody. Bronner gets it and step left side off the glass. Yes! Scores the bucket and draws the whistle. Oh, man, Vora, what a mistake. Vora saw the referee in the backcourt out of the corner of her eye. Took the ball and threw it to the referee. in stride, heads up. Bronner on the way, grabbed it, scored the bucket, and the 1 point after. 10:06 to go, 54-53, the Penguins trail by one.
That's just scrappy play again by Bronner. I like her hustle, and the crowd likes it. They're giving her appreciation right now.
Yeah, Bronner took advantage of a total mistake there by the top scorer, Vore. Three ball on the way. Oh, brother, now that was an air ball by Perry Smith. And the roll down with a rebound. Penguins with an opportunity to go ahead. Penguins trail by only one. 9:40 to go, fans. Bronner with the heads-up play. Brings it around on the right elbow. Now she resets. Bronner goes behind the back. She's up against Perry Smith, now between the legs. Kick out, over to Roldan, foot fake. Roldan drives in the paint, on the way. After the dish, off to Raquel Gomes. Penguins lead is one, 9:22 to go. Saya brings it up. Great play there by Roldan to dump it off to Rocky at the last instant. Saya's got it. Ooh, she almost walked with it. Vore's got it now as Carnes gets ready to re-enter the game. Vore's got it. Now she drives into the paint. Ooh, she almost walked with it. No. No whistle. Laura Bruni's got it. Now she throws it away. And it looks like the Penguins are going to get it back. Yes, thrown out of bounds by Bruni. 9 minutes to go exactly, fans, and the Penguins lead by one. Carnes back in as Roldan to the bench.
Now Coach Eric Nelson was telling Steph Carnes, hey, you got to move your feet, no hand checks. They don't want to be in double digits like how they've been in the first half.
Penguins played real nice defense in the first half, but based on the numbers and how quickly they got him into the double bonus, perhaps a little too aggressively. 8:48 to go as Shauna Bryant gets ready to re-enter for the Penguins. Jenica Jensen re-enters along with Mullins for Coach Rutter. Mary Kay Jankowski out as Shauna takes her place. Shauna's in there with Raquel Gomes down low. Tammy Bronner to the line with an opportunity to stretch the lead. 55-54. Jenica Jensen brings it up across the timeline. 8:37, softly off the glass. Jensen hauls it in with a nice one. 56-55, the Penguins trail loose ball in the backcourt. Penguins have it. Bronner no look. Down low, Shauna muffed it through her fingers. Penguins get it back between the circles. Driving it in, they get it down low, yes. Shauna Bryant with a perfect feed from Tammy Bronner. 8:13 to go. Natalie Saya. Penguins up by one. Saya brings it up. Dumps it to Jansen. Over to the right side, back to Saya. 8 minutes to go, fans. Both teams, three wins in conference. Now, Raquel Gomes sticks an arm in there up against Jenica Jensen. Coach Chambers wants a travel call. She's not going to get it. Instead, it's called against Tammy Bronner. And I don't think the coach is going to agree with that. A media timeout has been called. And here he is, folks, to my left, the man with the media. Here's Piop.
Well, there have been many impressive players in my time. I've seen Tammy Bronner come off the bench. She brings the energy that you want someone off the bench that could bring. She's scrappy, she's fast, and she knows how to finish with her offhand, and she can shoot the mid-range J. But another player I'd like to see more playing time is Shauna Bryant. She's a veteran leader, and she knows how to do the Dougie inside the paint, and doing that Dougie is finishing hard and finishing strong. So back to the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
57-56. The Penguins are on top, fans, by one. It's been back and forth all night. Say, for most of the game, it's been Notre Dame on top. Penguins led by as many as three for just a moment in the first half. 7:53 to go. The end of the timeout has come. Penguins back out on the floor. Rocky, Shauna, Kimmy, Tammy, Stephanie Carnes. Clock rolls, 7:53, here we go. Penguins on defense. De La Cruz is back in there. Kathleen De La Cruz, the 5'6 junior, had some scrappy minutes in the first half and a whistle on the inbounds, and the ball was in the hands of Vore. Now the foul is called against Bronner. Bronner with another one in less than a minute. That's her third. Inbounds, they get it to Mullins. Here's a soft jumper by De La Cruz. Loose ball, Vore with the rebound. Back up, yes. 58-57, the Penguins trail. 7.5 to go. Carnes gets it to Raquel. Baseline, kick out. Kimmy. Oh, brother. Shauna had the shot off, but she drew the foul.
Great quick pass there by Nakamura to set up Bryant to get a chance to shoot the free throws.
Oh, boy, I thought Shauna was going to score the bucket there. Instead, she goes to the line, and this is painfully short. Any shorter whatsoever, that's an air ball. That's how short that was. Bryant, normally very sure-handed. Knees bent. Bryant. Oh, no, she missed them both. But Raquel Gomes with a rebound. Penguins will work it back outside. Kimmy thinking three. She dumps it off to Bryant, to Bronner. In between the circles, she drifts over to the right side. She finds Jansen looking away. Had a chance to get around her, but couldn't. Driving the baseline is Raquel Gomes. Gomes goes right over the top of Pilar Mullins and scores the bucket. 59-58 with 7 minutes to go. De La Cruz up against Carnes, brings it across. Now in between the circles to Vore. Janie Hironaka is coming to the game. The 5'5 junior out of Sacramento is Hironaka. 6:35 to go. Under the bucket with an easy one is Mullins. 60-59, back and forth, 6.5 to go. Carnes is bringing it up. Penguins just matching baskets, that's all. Neither team able to create any daylight at all from the other squad. De La Cruz up against Carnes. Carnes wants to shoot the tray ball so badly, but doesn't. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Oh, here's a soft jumper by Bronner. No, oh no, it looked good for so long. And now an easy one to De La Cruz, left side, 62-59. Coach Chambers wanted the travel call. 5:57 to go, 62-59, radio.dominican.edu. A timeout has been called. Piab and I are back in 15 seconds.
For those of you seeking a unique and innovative journey through college, communications is the major for you. Formerly being undeclared, I know what it's like to be uncertain. Once I declared communications, my college experience became more clear and I felt as if I was beginning a fantastic journey. This major allows you to write, speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken with communications. So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major. Communication is the key to success in saying what you need to say.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
That's
we're
right.
We're going to say what we need to say here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm sorry, Stu. You got something to say?
Yes, I do, sir. 5:57 to go. Penguins trail by 3. What I need to say is the Penguins need a little offense, and they need it right now. Contrary to the rest of the night, at this point, Coach Rutter is not employing the full court heat. So instead, on the inbounds, Roldan will come into the game and place at Nakamura. I'm not sure why the stop. 2 seconds rolled off the shot clock. Penguins brought it up. 5:51 to go. Coach Rutter is 5 feet out on the court. Nobody's down that way, but he's out there. 5:46 to go. The turnover goes the way of Notre Dame. Into the backcourt, Penguins with full court pressure. They get it inbounds to Jansen. She goes no look down low to Vore, yes. It's a 5-point game. 64-59. That Vore is tough down low. I mean, she is tough. 5.5 to go. Roldan's got it. Ooh, Roldan stutter-stepped and almost walked with it. Instead, she's able to get it off to Tammy Bronner, who goes over to Rocky against Vore. 360 spinner. Skyhook. What a play by Raquel Gomes. Knocks down the Dr. J-esque skyhook right over the top of Vore. 64-61 coming up on 5 minutes. De La Cruz has got it out on the left wing. Too far out to shoot it. She dumps it off to Hironaka. Now back to Vore at the top of the key between the circles. That's a good place to keep Vore. If you can keep her there, do it. Oh, side of the backboard. Penguins with the rebound after Foster hits the side of the backboard from the left side. Janish now dumps it off to Bonner. Back to Roldan. Think of three ball. Oh, no. Roldan walks with it. Uh-oh. Roldan went down the left ankle. Collapsed. Roldan pops back up. Don't worry. Fans, for those of you who thought Roldan went down hard, but she popped back right back up. And she's immediately yanked. The coach saw that too. For a second, I thought Roldan rolled it. And Janish Wise comes in her place. Not Janish. Janish is out there with Wise, with Rocky, with Shauna Bryant, and Tammy Bronner. 4:33 to go, fans. 4:33. Penguins down by three. De La Cruz has got it. Almost muffed it away, but got it back. Down low. Uh-oh. Trouble on the Penguins. Miranda Maliza runs right into Janish. And Janish gets another one. Penguin fans are very unhappy with that.
No, Janish reached in there. She just put her hands up right when the whistle blew.
Penguins down by three. But if Maliza should miss one of these, it'll turn out to have been a good foul, as some are. And she misses this one. Deep. Very deep. Shelly Clarmenko re-enters the game in place of Raquel Gomes. So Maliza will go back to the line. And this one is perfect. So Maliza with the long, dark ponytail. Single ponytail down the back. Cans the second of two. 4:17 to go, and the Penguins trail by 4, 65-61. Off ball, Shauna Bryant is called. An offensive foul. Shauna didn't have the ball. Illegal screen, I'm not sure. 65-61 coming up on 4 minutes, fans. Penguins trail by four. De La Cruz has got it for the Argonauts. Jansen. Both teams with three wins in conference. Oh, and now Jansen throws it away. Bronner will bring it up. Bronner very aggressive outside. Janish thinking about it. Janish goes three ball back to Tammy with the foot fake. Over the top on the way. Yeah, oh, brother. Off the glass. I thought it was going to rattle in. It doesn't. Crossover move across the circle by Foster. She dumps it off to Hironaka. Hironaka's not taking a shot that I can remember. Over to Jansen. Now Foster, now down low. Over to Jansen. Back outside, thinking about it, is Maliza. And she walks with it, Maliza. A media timeout, fans. For those of you joining us, welcome worldwide. Watching this one on the B2 Network. The guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. But for now, the Penguin women are in a barn burner. 65-61 with 3:25 to go. Here's Piab.
Right now, both teams shooting up over 50% from the field. This matters with turnovers. Penguins have been turning the ball over, and this might come back to haunt them soon. The Penguins need to be focused for the entire game in order to come back and win this thing. Stu predicted a victory. I'm hoping my mentor could be right, because this looks scary right now. But if the Penguins can find energy and find motivation to win this game, then this would be a huge conference win and a huge victory over the rival Argonauts.
Number one, Natalie Saya returns.
3:25 to go, fans. 65-61. Saya's back in the game. Both teams have committed eight. Here in the second half, the referees are now talking about things. Penguins trail by four. Here we go, Piab. Inside 3.5. Bronner brings it up left side, Wise. Night before the Super Bowl. Wise has got it, right side. Clermanco's wide open. They don't find her. Wise on the wing. Left side coming up on 3 minutes. Eight on the shot clock. Melissa goes left, goes right against Saya. Off the free throw line, short. Loose ball. Shelly Clermanco had a hand on it. Who are they going to give it to? They're going to give it back to the Penguins. And they do give it back to the DUs. Apparently called off of Saya. 2:54 to go. Shelly out. Shelly got knocked in the left eye. Shelly got an elbow in the eyes, and Raquel Gomes re-enters. 2:54 to go, fans. Inbounds, Rocky's got it. Nada Bronner out on the right wing. Bronner goes behind the back. She drives the baseline. Oh, on the left side, left-handed layup, 65-63. Coming up on 2.5. The Penguins are right there, fans. Saya brings it up right in the middle of the house. Penguin fans are on their feet. Icebox is going nuts. Notre Dame's got it. Driving it in, right side is Foster. And before she could get the shot off, Foster gets the charge, and that's her fourth. 2:23 to go, P-up.
That was just a great veteran move right there by Kelsey. By Kelsey Janish. Planting the feet, fell right away, gets the Penguins an extra possession.
Penguins have it now. Down low to Wise. Wise with the spinner. Wise rocking back and forth. Penguins needed deuce to tie. A tray to go ahead. 2 minutes exactly, fans. Outside Shauna. Five on the shot clock. Soft jumper by Bronner. No. Down with it is Raquel Gomes. And a whistle. And the foul is called against Miranda Maliza. And that will send Raquel Gomes to the line with an opportunity to tie, 1:53 to go.
Stu, check out the veteran leadership of Kelsey Janish. After that foul, she brought the team in and she huddled them up.
Gomes to the line. On the way, Gomes. Oh, no! It bounced three times on the rim and fell. Out. 1:53 to go. Gomes to bring the Penguins within one. Oh, the Hughes needed that one big time on the way. Yes. Pilar Mullins re-enters the game in place of Maliza. Penguins with no pressure in the backcourt. 1:52 to go. It's a one-point game, fans. Who will be ahead at the end? It's been back and forth all night. Mullins, oh, almost dragged the foot. No whistle. Penguins on defense. DUs are playing rough right now. They're playing harder defense than they've played all night. And in the first half, it was unbelievable. From the right side, driving it in now is Hiranaka. Her shot, her first shot of the night connects from the field. It's a three-point game, 67-64. 1:20 to go. Can the Penguins tie it? Outside Rocky. Thinking about it, back and forth. Over to Wise. Foot fake Wise. Soft jumper Wise. Yes. 67-66. The Penguins trail. The Penguins are on defense now. 1 minute to go, fans. 1 minute left. From the right side, Hiranaka draws the whistle. Shauna Bryant was all over her. And Bryant. Bryant's going to get rung up for her fifth, and Bryant will have to leave the stadium, or at least the floor, as Mary-Kate Jankowski will replace Shauna Bryant. Bryant had three very early in the game, and she was playing tenuous defense ever since. And that's what happens, P.O.B., when you ring up three early in the first half, you're tippy-toeing around. Shauna Bryant needs to play her game. On the line is Hiranaka. She makes this one. It's a two-point game with 56 seconds to go. This freebie is crucial. A three-point game is much different than a deuce. On the way. Makes it. Penguins on offense. It's a three-point game, fans. Bringing it up is Janish. 50 seconds. Janish from the right side. Janish thinking about it off the glass. Missed it. Loose ball. Rebound. Mullins in the backcourt with 38 seconds. The DU's loose ball right here in front of the broadcasting area, and it goes out of bounds, and the Penguins get the ball back as Coach Rutter watched the ball go right below his feet.
All I could say is that the Penguins got the stop they wanted, and they can still go. They can't go 2-for-1 anymore, minus that. They need a score in this
possession. 33 seconds. 33 seconds, the clock rolls. The Penguins with an opportunity to tie it. Penguin fans are up on their feet. It's a three-point game, 25 seconds. Bronner's got it. Over to Janish. The D's need one outside the arc, or they need to draw the foul. On the way, Janish missed it left. Loose ball, back down Mullins. 15 seconds in the backcourt. Saya's got it. They need a foul. 12 seconds to go. And a whistle is called. And that is going to send Vohr to the line as Bronner with 12.1. Bronner picks up the foul.
Now, Stu, if they make one, the Penguins need to make a quick point. If not, then this game's over.
69-66. If this thing falls, the Penguins are in jail. And it does, and they are. Saya actually went to the line. I thought Vohr was the shooter. But I guess not, since Vohr is in the backcourt. Saya back to the line on the way, and that one's good. And now it's a five-point game with 12 seconds to go, and the DUs are in trouble. Janish has got it right side, driving it in very softly, and Bronner can't get it to fall with 3 seconds. Jump ball between Saya and Bronner, 3.6 seconds to go. 71-66, and the DU fans. Oh, no, and Bronner gets yanked. Well, not yanked. That's her fifth. And that'll bring Carnes back in for the final 3.6. Bronner with some good work tonight. So the Penguins, Shauna Bryant and the Penguins, Tammy Bronner both foul out. Saya goes back to the line on the way, and she makes this one. And down the stretch, P-Op, Saya's been clutch.
Yeah, adios, amigos. She's sending the Penguins back to their dorm room.
72-66. Saya makes it a seven-point game. Knocks down all four crucials. Coming down the stretch. Here's Janish. 3 seconds. 2-1. There's the buzzer. The Penguins try and get a three ball off, but to no avail. 73-66. The final, fans. Piab and I will be back with the men's game. It's scheduled to go off in 14 minutes. Probably be more like 20. Penguin women go down to Notre Dame. Notre Dame moves to 4-5 in conference, and the Penguins move to 3-7 in conference. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Piab and I will be back with the men's game in 25 minutes.
Decisive. Take it from me, DJ T-Baby.